Welcome, everybody, to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Wednesday, the 10th of June. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here. This is going to be a fun show.
I sure hope so. I think we're going to have a good time with it. So today, we are going to talk about shortcuts. So, Andrew, let's start at the beginning. What's a shortcut?
Yeah, so shortcuts. Apple acquired this company called Workflow. I think this was back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of, you know, rejiggered it behind the scenes. And then shortcuts as its own app launched in iOS 12.
Yes.
So it's basically not full programming, but I see it more as scripting, where it just helps you automate more things. And it's like this kind of go-between apps and different functions on your phone and also Siri. So, I mean, there's just a ton of things you can do with it.
Yeah, I think of it as when I describe it to people who want to know more about it, like, why is this app on my phone? The thing that I try to explain to people usually is that it's automation. So it's having your phone do a series of things for you instead of, you know, a bunch of stuff in a row strung together instead of you having to tap through all of that. Like, you set up all the steps. You know, when I get home and when my phone connects to my home Wi-Fi, I want this light to come on. And, you know, if you have it set up that way, I want this door to unlock and I want, you know, these lights set to this and I want the theme from Rocky to play on my HomePod. So when I walk in the house, I have appropriate entrance music. Right. So like nice. You can take it to the ridiculous extreme or it can just be, you know, really boring stuff like you tell your phone to do a thing and. You know, you tap on something on your phone and it just does like five or six of those steps for you instead of you having to tap through all of it. Now, the thing we want to point out is this is different from something that you might see in some of your applications, which is called I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it so that I'm not tripping everybody's assistants. And that would be the Siri shortcuts.
Yeah, so this is where some people might have gotten a little bit confused. There's a difference between the shortcut app and Siri shortcuts.
Right.
So Siri shortcuts is something that you'll find in third-party apps, like Kelly said. If the app supports any type of automation, they'll give you some examples of things that you can do, and you'll see a button that says add to Siri. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you'll be asked to speak or make up some kind of command phrase. Mm-hmm. Apple has an example I'm looking at right now where you just tap this button and then it'll give you a suggestion. Like for this app called Kayak Trips, it will say, you can say something like travel plans. And then once you say, hey, S-Lady, travel plans, mm-hmm. that shortcut will just automatically activate. And it will do whatever it does in the app.
Yeah, and I've seen these in a fair number of apps. And usually it's something that happens in the preferences. So like if you look at your preferences in there somewhere, it will say something about these shortcuts that, you know, S-Lady shortcuts that you can use for things. And that's what it is just something so that you can control whatever it is with your voice, right? So there, I want to say there's a few fitness apps that are like, that will let you say, hey, lady, start workout, you know, things like that, or let's go jogging or, you know, whatever. So there's certain ones like that that are things that are functionality built into these apps. And so like you could build, you could just say, and that's a very one function kind of thing. Like instead of tapping through, you're just using voice control to make that happen. And mm-hmm. one of the nice things with shortcuts is that with the app shortcuts that you can use to build shortcuts, AKA workflow, is that you can string together loads of actions and you can do things like create a shortcut that sends somebody a text message. right? Or something like that. And then when you do that, you can use that shortcut in other ones. So when I do this, text somebody. When I do that, text somebody. When I do the other thing, text somebody, you know, whatever it is. So those are some that are handy. I will tell you what I think is probably the shortest of these that I use. I built a shortcut because I have a pair of AirPods. And unlike Charlotte, I have gotten over the part where I think they look dumb and I'm just wearing them because they are super useful. Hi, Charlotte. The one that I have, so I have AirPods and I have at some point connected them to every single device in my house that they will connect to. So when I open the case, when I'm in my house, when I open the case and put them in, they connect immediately. But what are they connected to? So I have no idea. And in certain cases, I want them connected either to my personal phone or to my work phone. So on both of them, I've created a shortcut that is set playback to my AirPods and then play a sound. And that way I can verify that because it just plays the little doodaloo. And then when it plays that, I can hear it in my AirPods and tell if I'm connected or not to the right thing. And then I get the voice confirmation at the end when it says done or finished or whatever it says. Because I think it says a few different things depending. So I created this very, very short, very, very short shortcut just to make sure that my audio was going where I needed it to. Because a lot of times if I put in my AirPods, it's so I can make a phone call and I want to make sure I'm connected to the phone. So that my AirPods are actually working for that. And it's very, very short. I set it up in probably about 3 minutes and it was the first time I had ever opened the Shortcuts app before when I did this. And so I went from zero to this very basic, unbelievably useful shortcut in a few minutes. So between two phones, two computers, my iPad, my Apple TV, like there's a whole bunch of stuff that's ready to connect to my AirPods at a moment's notice. And so being able to direct it to the right place is really nice. So, so that's one that I have built that makes it very easy to actually, control some audio. And like I said, it's very small. It's not very exciting. And it's definitely something that, I literally use that shortcut every day. Now I have set mine up to control it with my voice, but you can also launch them from the home screen, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to step back a little bit. So that's the beauty of shortcuts, right? They can be as simple or as complicated as you want, because like Kelly, I also have a few shortcuts where there may be only two or three steps. And then I also have a shortcut that I mentioned on a show a long time ago, where if I'm writing about an app, it will do all these sorts of things, like get me the app icon, the app price, description, screenshots, everything.
Yeah.
And create a card for me in Trello, which is wonderful.
Yes. Because
I can just do that with one tap.
Yeah. And so like the example of why, what is the value of shortcuts? I would bet in a week the time that you spent on that shortcut has been paid back to you. Like if you spent half an hour doing it, you saved at least half an hour in a week just by having that shortcut go and get you all that information first. Like, so you don't have to do it. Yeah.
And so another good thing about shortcuts, like Kelly mentioned, so you can add them to your home screen, which I personally also find super useful, because for those of us that have dozens of apps, I'm sure some of us have maybe hundreds of apps.
Oh, it's possible. Yeah.
You're very likely to have, well, very likely, almost certainly to have apps from multiple apps in the same category, right?
Yeah.
So for example, I'm looking at my home screen right now and I have shortcuts to bring up a couple of different mail applications I have, some photo applications I have, social media, some various little utility apps. And The cool thing about home screen shortcuts is you can customize their icon. And it's cool because you can sort of, like, one of the things in the Android versus iOS arguments is you can customize Android a bit more. Mm-hmm. For example, they have these things called home screen launchers.
Yeah, which are super, like, cool. I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
and they add your own. They basically redesigned the icons because for people who want a theme, basically, it's all about themes. Oh, you can do that with home screen shortcuts. It just takes a bit extra work. Mm-hmm. But I wrote an article about this. I did share some free icon resources where you can build yourself, if that's what you want, your own custom theme. I also recommend, if you go over to Mac Stories, Federico Vitici and his wife created this really great icon set with white backgrounds and black backgrounds, color icons and monochrome icons. So if you just don't want to do the work of designing your own, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you'll probably have to pay a little bit for it, but I personally think that's worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we've talked a little bit about what they are, what the difference is between a Siri shortcut and a built-in workflow sort of shortcut. We've talked about a short one, like a very, very brief one that you can make that's very useful. And then you can put them on the home screen. And we've got a really good example of a complex one that you've put together. But the other thing that I think is interesting, this is the thing I see a lot of people do, particularly on their iPads, is adding shortcuts to the today view, especially because on an iPad, you can have that today view sort of be persistent on the first page of apps. Mm-hmm. And so you can just have it hang out there with whatever widgets you desire. And one of those widgets can be, here's a bunch of shortcuts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another good area. So even if you don't want any shortcuts on your home screen, you can do this on both the iPad and the Mac. Just add them to the shortcuts widget. Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice if you want to make your home screen completely empty or maybe a little bit cleaner.
And then for people who don't know what we're talking about is when you are looking at the home screen on your phone with the date and your notifications and the flashlight and camera, instead of swiping right, you know, to get to the camera, if you swipe to the left, it'll give you the date still and then whatever widget. So if you have a calendar widget or one of the defaults, I think, is maps and like some recent apps or some app suggestions, and you can, and the stuff that sort of shows up over there, though, that's the place that we're talking about. That's the today view, and you can customize the widgets there. And you, if you use those for anything, you can add shortcuts as one of those things.
Yeah. So we talked about how awesome shortcuts are, and so where do you find them is the next question.
Yes.
So there is a gallery in the shortcuts app, which gives you basically shortcuts someone built at Apple. I'm sure there are still shortcuts in there from the workflow team that are in there. Just tap on it to add it instantly. Mm-hmm. And there are also other websites that have shortcuts that you can download. We mentioned this on a Security Friday, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, about untrusted shortcuts. Mm-hmm. Shortcuts that are, you know, outside of the app itself.
Yeah.
One website that I like is called Routine Hub. That's routinehub.co. And people have a lot of great shortcuts on there.
Okay. Very cool. Another one that I will point out as a really good resource is Matthew Casanelli has a bunch of his that are public. And the reason that's useful is because Matthew Casanelli is a guy that used to work at Workflow and was part of the team when Workflow went to Apple. And he's gone indie and basically preaches the shortcuts gospel to people now independently. So he's got like loads of content, loads of YouTube videos and things that you can see. And you can watch sort of in practice what this looks like. And
yeah.
And he's got some where, you know, I've done this, I've done that, and now watch. And like, you can actually see it, you know, unfold in front of you, which is super great. I will also point out the other person I know who pink puffy hearts shortcuts, possibly with glitter, is Rosemary Orchard. And I'm pointing that out because she literally wrote the book, Take Control of Shortcuts. She wrote the book on shortcuts. And the other thing is that she has a podcast with David Sparks called Automators, and they talk about shortcuts there an awful lot of the time. And so you can, hi Rose, you can listen to them talk about it. You can see some of the examples, and she's really great with explaining them. She gave a talk at MacStock last year about shortcuts, and helped everybody sort of walk through a couple of examples like right there as we were sitting listening to her speak, and it was super useful, and it gave me a much better handle on it, and it made me feel like shortcuts always felt sort of complicated and hard to use if you weren't somebody that really spent a bunch of time with them. And spending time in that particular talk gave me the opportunity to go like, yeah, actually this isn't that hard, maybe it is something I can play around with. So so definitely try it out if you haven't already, and you should check those out when you're not listening to the show. Automators is a very good podcast to be listening to instead. I think that might do it for us. I do want to point out, if you have shortcuts that you are using, whether they are ones from Siri or otherwise, we definitely want to hear about them. We would like to highlight stuff like that on our site. We definitely are always on the lookout for a good user tip. We like to highlight them and give you props for it. So you can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Hopefully today's Automators podcast has been helpful to you, or at least inspirational enough that maybe you'll actually go open that app that sits there in the back next to voice memos and the stock widget, and you know, maybe you'll dust it off and do something fun with it. I hope. So Andrew, thanks for coming by to talk to us about shortcuts.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and yes, please send us your cool shortcuts,
because I'm also always a person who's looking to optimize. So if you have a shortcut that will let me save some steps in a thing that I do on my phone all the time, I absolutely want to know about it, because if I can save those 15 seconds every day, I'm going to be very happy. So yeah, definitely send those in. We definitely want to highlight them on the show. Like I said, that will do it for us. We will talk to all of you again tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.